Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I certainly share your comments from a little bit ago. It's hard to believe that it's been 10 years ago since we spent 2.5 years crafting the third-generation Farm Bill. And a number of you on the back row were a part of that process, where we had to fight off elements within each caucus, elements within leadership, in order to come up with a comprehensive Farm Bill. And I think it was a pretty amazing product. And the Ag Committee at that point, as it had traditionally been, was so dramatically different than any other committee. Now, think of me as the old uncle. Think of me as the old guy on the wall, whatever you want to think of me as. As the evening has progressed, we have started to sound a little bit like government oversight or judiciary or some of the other committees where everybody likes to fight. That's not the House Agriculture Committee. That's not the House Agriculture Committee. We face challenges just doing our work when we are all working together. Now, on this language, I have to assume that everybody is well-intentioned in the primary amendment and the secondary amendment. I understand that, and I'm going to vote in a certain fashion on both. But if this has been against the law since 1938, maybe we need to bring in the Secretary of Labor and the Secretary of Ag and the Director of OSHA and give them a thorough discussion about how they're enforcing existing law. You know, there's folks back home who say you shouldn't pass more laws till you enforce the laws you have. There's some validity to that, my friends. So, again, I have the greatest respect for all of you. I've seen this body do some of the most amazing work in the last decade. If we can't craft in this committee and on the floor a comprehensive bill, then I don't know how we ever make it all the way through the process. And one last thought. I know there's some concern here about restricting the authority of various secretaries in the executive branch. But remember, my friends, the next administration may not be this administration. And the people you are leaving more empowered may be people in the future who will use that power in a fashion contrary to what you define as the best interest. I've been around long enough. I'm suspicious of all executive branches. But the only way we fulfill our responsibilities is pulling together. Let's vote and get this over with.